Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We had a Thursday night game between the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans, a game in which the Texans find a way to hold off Indy, winning by 3 points. Houston desperately needed to win this game. Remember, Indianapolis beat them heads up. Indianapolis would have had that tiebreaker advantage. Indy was clinging to that lead in the third quarter, and then Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins took over the game. Hopkins, 6 catches for 94 yards and 2 touchdowns. Deshaun Watson, just a smidge under 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. And the Houston offense has a much different look to it when Will Fuller plays. Will Fuller, I mean, you can't find a guy. He is never on the field. But when he does play, it gives them a different element at wide receiver. All of a sudden, it feels like Deshaun Watson's got a couple of different ways he can throw the football. And it's not just exclusively going to be the DeAndre Hopkins show. Fuller's presence makes Hopkins that much better because he's not going to see as many looks to double coverage. He's going to get some more one-on-one opportunities, and he's going to feast off those one-on-one opportunities. There's a reason why he's one of the more talented receivers in the sport. Texans, take care of the Colts. There was a play at the end of that game. You're wondering maybe if it was a Deshaun Watson fumble late. He did fumble the ball. Not going to be able to argue a clear recovery. And the Texans run out the clock. So Houston now 7-4 on the year. Indianapolis at 6-5. And I don't think it's a given both of those teams are making the playoffs. Colts got a tough schedule down the stretch. Houston has some tough games down the stretch. That is going to be one of those races I think we are monitoring and we are watching until you hit the final game of the year. I expect that AFC South to go down to the final game. I'm sure it's all division games. So what? Indy will either be in Jacksonville or Tennessee or vice versa. And both of those teams I think are going to need victories. More important though for Houston to find a way. So they're the winner. If you took Indianapolis plus the points, you are very happy. And it was a good way to kick off week 12 across the board in the NFL. Now, the other big story to get to in the NFL, and I heard a lot on this as I was waking up and I'm reading certain articles and I'm trying to form an opinion on it. And my first thought to Myles Garrett accusing Mason Rudolph of using, dare I say, a racial slur. My first look, my first thought was skepticism. And the reason I say that is simply this. Where was Myles Garrett a week ago? If indeed Mason Rudolph used hateful, disgusting, vile language and terminology, wouldn't you think, right? I hit somebody in the face with a helmet. I'm going to my locker. Teams let me talk after the game. Isn't that something you would say to a media member? I sure would. If somebody used hate language towards me and I acted in that manner, I would be yelling and screaming that everybody knew what that particular player and person had to say. The fact that a week later, Myles Garrett, because he wants to potentially get out of this suspension for whacking Mason Rudolph in the face with a helmet, is now all of a sudden going to make the argument that that nasty, hateful language came into play? I'm sorry. It's something that I'm not going to believe. And the NFL did their investigation. The NFL did do their homework. And it sure seems like Myles Garrett's side of the story does not end up being the truth. Do I think that Mason Rudolph could have been a little bit of a punk? Yes. Do I believe that he used hateful, vile language like Myles Garrett is insinuating? I don't. I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt on that. There's no place for that language on a football field, in life, in society, period. But when you are hearing about that sort of allegation a week after the fact, when you're meeting with the National Football League, when you are trying to get out of a suspension, it's where I really start to question your motives, your mentality, and why you handled a certain situation a certain way. Here's what I know about Myles Garrett. He clocked Mason Rudolph with a helmet, then the face. Period, end of discussion. Now, a week later, all of a sudden looking for an excuse to get out of that suspension? You make a claim like that, you're putting Mason Rudolph's livelihood, reputation, all of that on the line. You better be right. And the reason why I'm going after Myles Garrett is because he's the one that hit Mason Rudolph in the helmet, with the helmet in the face. He's the guy that did that. So when you're going to act that way, you say nothing that Thursday, you say nothing for a week, and now all of a sudden this story comes out. It's very, very tough for me not to look at it without using a skeptical eye. I'm very, very skeptical, and I'm not giving Myles Garrett the benefit of the doubt on this. And if he's going to insinuate that hate language was used, shame on him. I'd add on to a suspension because you're going to go down that road. My goodness. Why didn't we hear from you a week ago? And why now? When you're meeting with the National Football League. That was one of those stories that, I got to be honest, had me scratching my head. So you have all that going on. The Rudolph Garrett saga continues. Thursday Night Football with the Texans and the Indianapolis Colts. And then you have the two local teams in town getting ready to return to action Sunday at 1 o'clock. As it'll be the Giants in Chicago taking on Trubisky and the Bears. The Bears right now have the look and the feel of a dumpster fire. They really do. Despite that great defense that they have, their season has gone AWOL because their quarterback is a joke. And everybody in Chicago, as Sam Panayotovich told you yesterday, is lamenting in ballrooms. They're screaming at Soldier Field. How did we not end up with Watson? How did we not watch Watson? How did we not get Mahomes? I can't blame those folks. Could you imagine if that was a quarterback situation here in New York where both of the locals, let's say, passed up on Mahomes and Watson and ended up with Mitchell Trubisky? I'd be yelling and screaming too. And for the Giants, as they come off of their bye week, right now they have a head coach who has a reputation as a losing head coach. His team is 2-8. I get it. They are playing a young quarterback, but the Giants looked as bad as can be against the New York Jets a week ago. Could not stop Sam Darnold. no help in that secondary. Saquon Barkley not looking 100% and struggling mightily in pass protection. And Daniel Jones showing you promise, but Daniel Jones showing you that he's a guy right now that's a turnover machine. For the Giants down the stretch of this year, it is incredibly important to start playing a cleaner brand of football. I get that the talent base is not very good. But for this head coach to justify the idea of coming back next year and coaching his team, can I see the quarterback put together a couple of clean games? Can I see this defense make some strides? And can you give off the look of a team that hasn't quit? Giants can't mail in these final six games of the year. This game in Chicago, despite that defense, it's winnable. Although if you're the Bears right now, you're saying, geez, Trubisky can't get right against the Giant defense. When in the world is he ever going to get right? So that game will be intriguing, yeah, for all of the wrong reasons. We got a lot more to do. We'll get to the Jets as they get ready for the Oakland Raiders. We got some baseball stuff to get to. We got some basketball stuff to get to. But anybody taking the side of Myles Garrett after this story comes out? I don't know how you could. I got to be honest. I don't know how you take the side of Myles Garrett hearing about this allegation a week late. Where were you on Thursday night? Really as simple as that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.